Here, just ask the chief about this. We'll do it.
Good evening. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Today is March 11th. The time is 7:03 p.m. If you are planning to speak during the meeting this evening, please make sure that you've signed in at the podium on your right. And then once you're recognized, you can come to the podium on your left to speak. Okay, at this time, I would like to request that Chief Honeycutt lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the fiscal officer's report.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to first present the February financials to the trustees for approval. Ending balance February, $9,607,488.46. Of that, $9,377,442.78 in the investments, and the checking balance of $230,045.68. Okay. Everything is balanced.
Does that mean, Pat, all we have at Delaware Bank is $230,000?
It does. Well, I'm going to discuss that here in just a second. Okay. I'm going to touch on that.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'm going to touch on something you didn't know I was going to touch on, Dave, but I'm going to. Real quick, and it's not on your agenda for my report, I do want to touch on that. The way that, and for those in the audience as well, the way that our funds have been set up in the past is there's a couple different things we have. We have the Fifth Third investment accounts, and those monies are all within FDIC limits, all backed by government bond, all within the RRC, protected, everything's fine. We have Star Ohio, which is the money market account with pooled assets is backed by the Ohio Treasury. We have funds in there as well. And then at Delaware County Bank, we have an operating account, for lack of better terms, an operating account. And we also have what's called a sweep account. We used to keep quite a bit of money in that sweep account, and as checks clear through the operating account, money is brought over automatically. So there's no manual intervention on our part. It's a really great product. Many people, well, not many, almost all companies use that as a vehicle for moving money and so forth. There was discussion in the Finance Committee meeting that we had. There was a decision we talked about doing that said, gosh, are we okay at that Delaware County Bank sweep account, or should we put all that money in Star Ohio and manually move money over as we need it, as we know checks are going to clear? Sounded like a good idea. Well, we had a meeting with Delaware County Bank, though, and found out, A, that sweep account is actually 102% collateralized up to $3.5 million within the RRC, government bonds, all the same stuff that Star Ohio has. So there's no more risk in that money sitting in that sweep account than there is sitting in the Star Ohio account. The interest rate is exactly the same as Star Ohio or more. It's never less. They match the rate every day. There is no cutoff for the movement of funds, so we'll never have worries. If we keep it that way, we never have worries of return checks or anything like that, because what concerned me a little bit is we moved everything to Star Ohio and manually moved it. Everybody's out one day for some reason, and there's checks clearing, and we don't get the money over, and it could be a mess. So I'm going to talk to the Finance Committee again. We did get a large payment in tax funds of over $3 million, and we put it right into Star Ohio with that premise. But I think what I'm going to ask the committee to approve and the trustees to approve is to go right back to the process we had before, because Delaware County Bank is no more risk than Star Ohio. And we have a statement coming from Delaware County Bank about that, be in writing. So that's where we're going to be on that.
Do you know if there's any state law that prohibits Delaware County Bank from moving those collateral funds somewhere else if they need them?
They use the same exact, I have a listing, the same exact pool assets at Star Ohio. So it's all, with besides the name of the bank that's doing it, it's the same premise, same accounts, same statutes, everything within RRC compliance. So, I mean, I've checked and checked and checked to make sure that we're okay there. And I just, if an automated process is better than a manual process anytime, and if we know we're backed, that's what's the most concern to me and everybody, I think. So I'm confident that's the way it will work. And I will present that to the Finance Committee that we've created, make sure everybody's okay with that, and then we'll go from there. The Finance Committee has issue with it, then we'll discuss it, and we'll bring it back. Okay?
Right.
That's where I'm at. We're going to leave it in Star High until the next meeting.
Okay.
You know, go from there. But next time we meet, I'll talk to them about going back to the other process. I'm confident with the documentation I'll be able to provide, everyone will feel comfortable that we're okay. Okay?
Right. I'd want to make certain, too, that you get your question answered satisfactorily, because we've got a lot of money.
Yeah, we met with Delaware County Bank today. They came here. I sat down with them,
Okay. Asked
my questions. It's just, if they can make us, and they have made me, but make everybody feel comfortable and document it, I want a statement from them in writing as well. And they said they would provide that to me.
Okay?
Okay. Just trust me, I'm just as concerned about it as everybody else. So.
Sure.
Next, I have four sets of meeting minutes. January 14th, regular meeting. January 20th, special meeting. February 25th, regular meeting. February 26th, special meeting. If we can get have you resolve to sign those, that'd be great.
Okay. And you need a motion?
You usually motion each one.
Yeah.
Okay, just one.
For each one.
Each one. Right. I move to, and we have seen those minutes, and...
they were presented.
Yes, you presented them to us earlier this week. Move to approve the minutes of the regular trustee meeting for January 14th, 2009.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Cotter?
Yes.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. Minutes are approved.
I move to approve the special trustee meeting for January 20th, 2009.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. Those minutes are approved.
Move to approve the regular trustee meeting minutes of February 25th, 2009.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Cotter?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Engelson?